Hey, I want to dictate a note on Keith Parker, K-E-I-T-H Parker, born 12/3/1964. This is a 60-year-old gentleman. 60-year-old gentleman who resides in a group home, total bedbound, ADL dependent, suffers from neuropathy, metabolic encephalopathy, hypertension, insomnia, hypertensive heart disease, history of heart failure, stroke, right-sided weakness, Raynaud's phenomenon, gastroesophageal reflux, constipation, total ADL dependent, muscle weakness, weight loss, dysphagia, cognitive communication deficit, pain, weakness, and syncope, period. Patient, as I said, is totally and completely bedbound. He has terrible weakness on the right side. He's no longer able to get up or sit up. He's fed while in bed with the head of the bed elevated. He has lost tremendous amount of weight. He's total ADL and dependent on bowel and bladder incontinent. Medications includes minoxidil 10 milligram twice a day, Coric 25 BID, Clonidine 0.3 BID, potassium 10 milliequivalents equivalents a day, Maygase 40 milligram a day. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Social, he tells me that he's never was a heavy smoker or drinker. He's single, he has no children. He used to work in banking business years ago. Mom and dad, dad's still alive, doesn't know much about him. Mom died of heart disease. Patient is able to give a history, but quite weak. Allergy none, COVID immunization up to date. O2 sat's 97%, pulse is 90, respirations 22, afebrile, blood pressure is 160 over 99, heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with analgesia, neurological, right-sided weakness. Assessment, 60-year-old gentleman with multiple medical issues, including congestive heart failure, COPD, hypertension, DJD, stroke, I think it's because of the stroke that he's totally bedbound. He also has significant neuropathy. History of bowel and bladder incontinence. He does not have any evidence of decubitus ulcer at this time. But he definitely has protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. Other comorbidities include dysphagia, aspiration related to stroke, congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction, hypertension, neuropathy, insomnia, anxiety, and depression. Patient states that he would like to take something for antidepressant because he feels very depressed and anxious at times. Overall prognosis remains poor. He most likely has only a few weeks to days to live. Thank you.